FBI Radio and Fire Up are proud to present a glittering new season celebrating the barbaric ballet that we call Rugby League.
He must feel pretty confident with that additional bulk he's put on. Now watch the defence, it'll be fairly violent, I would imagine.
And now the gladiators hobble, aren't he, with the left forearm. It was as nasty as we've seen for a long time.
A little bit out of character, he's a very clean player.
Manly slumped to eighth on the ladder.
It's just rubbing salt into the wound.
You can see the head clash there.
Oh, very nasty.
The crowd love it. They've all taken the angry pill. Smashes him to ground. The one-handed pass back inside.
With a delicate kick.
He smacked their bottoms with a beautiful bit of football early. Thank you, Mrs. Robinson. Another little slanging match.
He's only 5 metres from the line.
And he's hurt on the burst.
He runs into a wall.
Certainly got some forearm in it for some damage done to him with a boot or a knee. But my heavens, he's really bleeding.
He's come out of it very much the worse for wear.
Bleeding like a stuck pig out there.
And the crowd's starting to go wild.
Intercepted.
Shows it. Goes outside. Depp steps again. Steps again. He gets it down. It is a try.
Yes, it's a try.
It's a sad, sad commentary on the mentality of some of the idiots that follow Australian sport.
Now, please welcome your muscle-bound maestro, Stephen Ferris and
Chris Gayle,
as they fire up.
Welcome to Thinking 40 with the game's greatest thinker, Ricky Stewart.
Hey, Rick, that was a decidedly odd game. Have you had a chance to work out what you were happy with and what you weren't?
Well, I wasn't happy with too much. It was a shocking game of football. I mean, the only thing we didn't, if we had to put some lineouts in when the ball went out, we would have had two rugby union games here in 2 days. Disgraceful.
Look, and now we know what makes Ricky Stewart unhappy. I don't want to make our listeners unhappy. Chris Gayle, good morning to you. I hope you're happy this morning on our Bring It On Home supporter drive. 2020, the most difficult year in the human being timeline.
Well, certainly in our lifetime. I'm thrilled, excited and happy to be here, Stephen.
Excited and happy.
Yes, to be part of the FBI supporter drive, Bring It Home. That's what we want to do. And I tell you what was brought home for me by those words of Ricky Stewart. Yeah. I mean, the fear that he holds, and let's face it, he played the other game at an elite level.
Yes.
The prospect that our game, rugby league, could be morphing into rugby union is enough to send a chill through any sensible person's heart.
He knows how to send a message, Ricky Stewart.
That's
why he's the game's greatest thinker. And I still call Australia home. That used to be the theme tune for Qantas. And they used to be the Qantas Wallabies, Chris Gayle. But no more this week. I think it's a roughly five point something million in hard cash. Dip in your deep pockets, Qantas, for the Wallabies to, well, just to play with each year. That is now gone. Gone, gone, gone. Chris, some of that money surely could come over here.
Well, this is it, Stephen. So, like, if I woke up on the 1st of January this year and I was asked two questions.
Yep.
Do you expect a global pandemic? And do you expect Qantas and Wallabies to go their separate ways? I said a pandemic is more likely.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a fan of Nostradamus, and he predicted that.
There's no way that Qantas would lead that great game. Now, no greater a scribe than Miranda Devine has said that basically...
She who apologised recently, under duress.
Quietly apologised, I think we should say.
Very quietly.
She says, the Qantas has betrayed the Wallabies, Stephen.
Right.
She then went on to say, but the Wallabies probably deserve it because who did they betray?
Yeah.
Israel Folau.
Yes. Isn't it funny how everything can be politicised under that sort of that prism of right versus left? And, of course, you know, Qantas led by, you know, very well-known queer man, Alan Joyce.
Yes.
They claimed there was no pressure put on rugby union to get rid of Israel Folau, and I believe him.
To quote a senior Qantas official in the Andrew Webster article in the Herald this morning, no gun to the head.
No gun to the head.
But betrayal begat betrayal. It's Shakespearean in its reach and its ambit, Stephen, but it's created opportunity.
Yes.
Because Qantas needs strong association with a brand that will actually bring punters back as we can now fly into South Australia.
Hey, how many punters have they got following rugby union at the moment, Chris? 27, I heard, last count, right?
Yeah, they'd be lucky.
Yeah, and look, with the antics from Shaw recently, Shaw College, diminishing quickly.
Very much so.
We know the type that run the corporate, the blue set, you know.
I tell you what.
Shrinking.
Those Shaw boys, pranksters. Merry pranksters, aren't they?
Merry pranksters from a time gone by.
So Qantas needs a strong brand association. And what they need to do is get the Wallabies yesterday's news, rugby union's out the back door. You've got to go with someone or something that can provide brand awareness, a positive experience. And as we are now flying into South Australia, hopefully parts of Queensland soon and eventually the rest of the world, what about if Qantas got on board with FBI?
Well, Alan, if you're listening, we're happy to have in kind. You know, marketing in kind would be, we don't necessarily want the cash, but the cash would be nice.
Well,
show us some money, be great.
But what we're asking for is for people to sign up at fbiradio.com/drive.
Yes.
Supportive. Have I got that wrong?
Support, Chris.
Goodness me. I haven't eaten this morning. /support. In order for us to be able to continue to deliver the quality arts, music, culture programming that will provide a rich offering for Qantas to come on board with.
Hang on. In-flight entertainment, Chris.
Well, you know when you forget to download your podcasts and
your offline.
Tunes. You're offline. Yes. And you go to the in-flight entertainment.
And what do you get?
You know, some joker talking about how to run a better business.
Yeah, or one of those ABC announcers, providing smooth and cool music. Sade.
Yeah, talking about rock and roll hits from the 50s. Yeah. You know.
I see what you're saying. The FBI channel, in-flight entertainment. It could be video content and music and any one of the, let's face it, Chris, very eclectic shows, you know, from Tyson Coe to Race
Sunsets.
Matters to...
Sunsets. What about Fire Up? Wouldn't you love to be able to get Fire Up
on your
flight, jet?
Yes. As you're flying between cities, not thinking about rugby union or the Wallabies, failed as they are, but thinking about... FBI.
And rugby league. And all you've got to do is get online at fbiradio.com/support.
Now, Chris, I believe you've got some mates with a good offer, something that might entice most, at least, well, this is just for Fire Up at the moment?
This is just for the next hour.
Next hour, yeah.
So,
what is it?
Well, the next 40 minutes, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I got home last night to watch the Brisbane Broncos secure the wooden spoon, Stephen, and I was a little bit on the
tooth. Is that what the fireworks were for? I heard last night.
That's right. Yeah. And I ordered a pizza from Doughboy Pizza, Stephen.
How was it, Chris?
Scrumptious.
What model did you get?
Well, you could actually make your own pizza.
You can?
Yeah, so I went the original thin and crispy base.
Yeah.
Pepperoni, salami, pineapple.
Wow.
Good times. And because I was celebrating, I threw in a ginger beer. It was outstanding.
Wow.
So Doughboy Pizza is saying, anyone who signs up now, fbiradio.com/support, and in the comments says, I would like a Doughboy Pizza $25 voucher.
So it's a voucher, just $25 straight off.
Yeah, which was basically what my pizza cost last
night.
Exactly. Done.
Yeah.
So in other words, free pizza. Just put your email and Doughboy will email you and they'll mail you out a $25 voucher.
Wow.
Just email and say, I love Fire Up. I want a Doughboy Pizza voucher.
Okay. Okay, so if you make a donation, you could be really crafty here, and you can make a donation of $20, and we would still accept that you might get a $25 voucher. So you could be ahead by $5. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Easy.
Or if you sign up for the year, $10 regular, $5 concession. That's the general thing. FBIRadio.com/support. And say, Doughboy, put your email. I want that voucher.
Yes.
But beautiful, Chris.
And I love Fire Up, or I hate Fire Up. And you'll still get the voucher. What about some of the other... You can sign up as a passionate supporter, $20 a month, Stephen.
You can,
A band is $15 a month. And my business, we're $30 a month supporters.
Are you?
Yep, we're signed up.
What is your business called, Chris? Let's give it a plug.
Michael Johnson Associates, Stephen.
Michael Johnson Associates. Having said that, if you would like the dulcet tones of Chris Gale to support your business, then sign up and say, I want my business spoken about by Chris Gale, and I want these words said verbatim. All right? And he'll do it.
Delighted, thrilled, and excited, Stephen.
Now, George Pappas signed up. Thank you, George. Much appreciated. And are you part of the Kitherus connection?
Do you think he's any relative of Nick Pappas?
I'd hope so.
So responsible for getting South back in the league.
Yep.
And we're still happy for George to sign up.
So, George, thank you very much. He says, good music. Not great, just good. Good will do me. I'll take good.
But if we get more supporters, Stephen, fbiradio.com/support, it'll be great music.
Okay, Chris from Griffith. You see this online process working, Chris. Donated $100. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate you very much. Only if you keep Fire Up on air. Well, there's a throwing down the gauntlet, isn't it, eh?
Right, so if you're prepared to donate $200 to get Fire Up off the air, we'll listen.
Now, we're not getting much Fire Up done, but we will admit the big prize for today, we have a day prize as well, which is Tarramurra Music. And I used to live on the North Shore, and I used to go to Tarramurra Music to buy my synthesizers back in the 70s, Chris. Synthesizers in the 70s, you like that?
You know you can get them software now, Stephen.
I know that. They can't even see them.
What were you? Sort of a Prophet 5 guy or a Juno? What were we talking?
Yeah, the Moog the Prophet. The Korg was my entry buy. And actually, it wasn't. It was a Roland SH5, an ugly brute of a machine. I couldn't wait to get rid of it. But anyway, there you go. They're offering a Yamaha Revstar 502, a classic guitar, perfect for beginners or pros. And along with that, just for the neighbours, you get a Vox Amplug headphone amp so you can plug in and play at, as loud as you want. We don't recommend fully loud, not 11. About 8 will do us. Chris, what's happening in the world of rugby league? Because now that Qantas have abandoned the Wallabies, God forsake, let's hope we don't get down that path, Chris. That's all I can tell you. No more refereeing decisions coming in the first 30 seconds. You know, no more over... Look, are we going to abandon scrums? What's happening?
Well, there are 4 experimental rules being trialled in the games that mean nothing, Stephen.
What, like today? This weekend?
Pretty much most of the games mean nothing. But last night, Brisbane v Cowboys was an example of a game that meant nothing. I have a feeling that St George Illawarra versus the Melbourne Storm is probably one of these games that means nothing. Yep. Melbourne can't change their position on the table, and let's face it, St George Illawarra aren't making the finals. But they've introduced all sorts of experimental rules, Stephen. So generally when you kick the ball out or you run out, there's a scrum is formed. It's just a handover now.
That's to speed it up.
It's to speed
up the
game.
They want more fatigue so the big fellas slow down. Yeah. Is that right?
That's right.
I've heard that. That's Darryl says that.
This is
Blocker says that.
I don't like this anti-big fella.
I
regard myself as a big fella. And I have enough fatigue in my life, let alone now handovers at scrums.
Let's make you walk and run faster and harder, Chris Gale.
Okay. I went home last night. My partner said, "You're looking a little bit haggard." And I said, "Well, you've seen what they've done.
They've delivered
over the scrums."
Again. Yeah. And now when the lights turn, you know, I've got to walk. I've got like 5 seconds instead of 10 seconds. I've got to move very quickly. The world is against me. Again, the big man, the little men run. Talking about in-between size men, Orbo the Great, one of those Roosters self-proclaimed great men of rugby league. Now, I wouldn't have even noticed him if the Roosters hadn't said, "Isn't Orbo great?" And I'm sure he's a great fellow in the flesh. I'm sure.
He played at the SCG on Saturday night against the hapless
Sharks.
Don't
tell me he was given some sort of presentation.
By the way, I want to give a shout out to the Sharkcast TV and radio who support our show. And I promise that we wouldn't go into the description of the Sharks as the worst team to make the semi-finals in NRL history.
Yes.
And I don't think they are. Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah. but I was out at SCG and it was almost 303rd game, Stephen. So he's past Rico. He's past Minicello.
What were they celebrating, Chris?
The fact that he's played 303 games.
Well, Chris, I've been here 7 years. There's been no fireworks for me. No confetti or cake. What does he expect?
I got to be honest.
17 years.
He ran down the race onto the field and, you know, the guard of honour. I didn't recognise the guy. Right. He's that anonymous. And when you're an anonymous rugby league player, yet you've racked up 300 games, they can't say where you've played these test matches. You've won these origins. No. They simply go, "Great club man."
Oh, club man. Okay. So he's an everyman. So there comes Sonny Bill, waltzes in for 2 or 3 games, and everybody just like they bow down and they sort of go, "Oh, we salute you, Sonny Bill." And there's Orba, who's worked his whole life, toiled. He's a toiler, working man.
And this, I thought, diminished the occasion, Stephen, because first of all, they formed the guard of honour and outran Orbo.
Yeah.
Congratulations, 303.
Yeah,
it's a bit of this.
Right.
And then they formed a longer guard of honour and outran Sonny Bill. Woo! Thank you. That's your third game in a row for us. We really appreciate it.
And here's your check this week. I believe he's getting cash in a bag, Chris, and a car. and I think...
Well, if Sonny Bill's getting cash in a bag, and I'm not saying that he is, but SBW, come on now.
Sonny Bill could donate.
Absolutely, he could
donate. Sonny Bill donate here to FBI Radio to keep contemporary emerging music alive and well. We have gone through many, many, many... Well, one big... recession in 2007-8. We are a not-for-profit, Chris. We are a community station.
Exactly, Stephen.
Volunteers like ourselves.
And Sonny Bill's abandoned rugby union, as has Qantas.
Yeah.
But Sonny Bill is going to the great traveller that he is and the great impresario and entrepreneur that he is. He'll need to fly to his next port of call.
He will, yes.
If he could tune in and listen to FBI, because the supporters and the donators have got behind us today. Fantastic.
I'm hearing that he might be on the phone asking some questions. He didn't know much about FBI. Sonny Bill, if you're listening, I even put it out to Robbo. We have been trumpeting your Mount Kilimanjaro speech for many, many months now. And wouldn't we love some of the chook money to come here?
Yeah, that'd be terrific.
FBIRadio.com/support is the place to go. /support. Now, listen, gee whiz, I tell you what, Robbo wasn't very happy with the man with the keyboard. The man with the keyboard, who also happens to wear a bandana and sometimes carries a sword, Chris, otherwise known as Peter Fitzsimons. Dared to suggest that perhaps for all the efforts that the Roosters had made with their head injury assessment protocols and post-damage care may not be up to scratch. Is that right?
I suppose rugby union's got one supporter left, and that's Peter Fitzsimons, Stephen.
That's true.
And he described the sport as inclusive during the week, which drew a lot of feedback and comment online, I can assure you.
Inclusive of, yes, okay. Yeah.
And he was very, very vocal about the fact that Boyd Cordon, who's had a bit of a bad run with head knocks, should retire. Now, we have looked at...
Just like that?
Yeah. Yeah, like Fitzsimons has looked at the videotape.
Have you checked his wallet? Is there the medical certificate?
Well,
what university?
We've been trying to get commentators to stop saying when they're looking at the endlessly replayed injury footage,
yeah.
I'm no doctor, but...
yes.
Right.
This man should not be playing footy.
Well, Peter Fitzsimons, here's a newsflash for you. Yeah. You ain't no doctor.
No, right.
So can you be quiet? But
so Robbo took umbrage.
He really did took umbrage because I think, you know, far be it for us to praise the Sydney Roosters in any way, shape or form, Stephen.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're very, very, very conscious.
We're talking about Boyd Cordner here.
Of the concussion
He's
protocols.
A percussionist, is he? Emerson, Lake and Palmer. He's got a new job.
What are the percussion protocols? Hi-hats.
Yeah, hi-hats. Yeah. Marimbas, maybe, you know, yeah. Congas, definitely. Yeah. Triangle solos.
Double-kick drum when we're doing speed metal, you know. But the concussion protocols, Luke Keary being another example last season.
Yeah.
And so he said, who is this guy to have this opinion? He goes, somebody with a keyboard is not going to tell us what we're going to do. We are going to listen to the professionals and do the right thing. Now, on multiple occasions, he, Fitzsimons, has questioned our integrity as a club and our handling of that.
Right.
Luke Keary, he questioned when we gave him 6 weeks off at the beginning of the year and again 6 weeks off, which is unprecedented. That's really disappointing for the protocols and our integrity to be questioned.
Mm.
Robbo stands for the game. He stands for the players. And Peter Fitzsimons, I tell you what, he's getting in my head, Stephen.
Yeah.
You know, I walked out of the old girl last week after the Roosters yet again won a game against the Sharks. And you know what's next door to the Sydney Cricket Ground?
Oh, the Rugby Union.
No.
What is it?
I'm jumping around the ground. Allianz Stadium being rebuilt, Stephen.
Yes, yes.
And there was a number of John Holland cranes stretching into the sky. Now, I should be excited because I'm looking forward to going and see Rugby League at a gleaming new venue in a couple of years' time. But you know what? I was thinking, you know what that crane represents, Stephen?
Progress?
No, it, it represents money that didn't go to schools and hospitals.
Yeah. Schools and hospitals.
Because they're building a stadium.
Don't, exactly. What about the poor kiddies?
What about, and I said...
That, sick kiddies, cancer with... Honestly, Chris.
And kiddies in regional areas, those cranes represented the tackle bags they won't get.
Yes.
Because the money that's going to that stadium is not going to grassroots sports, Stephen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And grassroots is our kids and our future.
Yeah.
And Fitzsimons is in my head, and I need Robbo to give me a tomorrow's game day Mount Kilimanjaro speech to get me back online.
And don't ever, ever question his dignity, Chris. That's exactly right. Now, I would say to you, Chris, we just had one. Redfern Pat has signed up.
Redfern Pat has signed up.
He said, I hate rugby league, but I love Fire Up. Now, if you're on that same boat, and it's a very buoyant boat, it's going to be sailing for many, many years now. We promise everybody that. Please, fbiradio.com/support. We've already had the wonderful George Pappas. We've had Chris from Griffith. Now, Redfern Pat. That is fantastic news. And I'm looking forward to a little bit more of that sort of caper, Chris.
And don't forget, if you sign up now, fbiradio.com/support, and you give your email address and say, I would like a Doughboy Pizza $25 voucher, they'll be in contact on your email address and they'll send it out to you.
Fantastic.
Fire it up!
Fire it up!
Ready to go!
Fire it up!
Fire it up! Ready to go!
Fire it up!
Ready to go! Let's go change the world. Thank you.
I'll be coming home to see you tonight. Don't worry, it's okay. I'll be coming home to see you today. I'll be coming home to you.
I'm coming home, babe.
I'll be coming home to see you tonight. Don't worry, it's okay. I'll be coming home to see you today. Don't worry, it's alright. I'll be coming home to see you tonight.
Don't worry, it's okay. I'll be coming on this to you, coming on this to you. I've got on, babe.
Welcome to Thinking 40 with the game's greatest thinker, Ricky Stewart.
Yeah, well, if my team was making or giving those penalties away, that's well and good. We get penalised for it, but they were doing the same types of things and not getting penalised for it. And this is not the first time. It really frustrates me, and if I say anything, you just get payback. But so I don't need to say anything more about it.
What sort of gibberish is that, Chris?
That's a man under siege, feeling pressure, fighting the machine, Stephen.
The machine.
And the machine expresses itself in various ways. He's specifically talking about the sin-binning of Jackie Boy White, and I know Dennis Carnahan's one of his mob.
Sorry, for those that don't know rugby league, he's the coach for Canberra. Now, Canberra's the power capital of Australia, but for some reason they see themselves as outliers, second rankers. You know what I mean? Underdogs? Is that fair to say?
Well, you know, the old story about the dispute between Melbourne and Sydney as to where the capital of Australia should be located, so they stuck it in Canberra.
Yes. They still carry that weight.
Yeah, they do, because, I mean, I think it was the revenge of both sides, saying anyone who's, you know, smart enough, if that's the right word, to live there, deserves it. And so Ricky, you know, he coached at the Roosters, Parramatta, Cronulla, because he loves Sydney. Who doesn't? Like FBI, we're a Sydney station.
How do you go?
Not so good.
Yeah,
did win a comp early, I think.
One,
but it kind of went after that. So now he has to ply his trade in Canberra. Right. So he's angry to begin with, right?
Okay.
As H.G. Nelson describes him, the angry ant, Carla Smithson, etc. Now, he's angry about the refereeing, right? Because he's worried that his game's been turned into rugby union. And then, to compound the error, Whiten gets put in the sin bin for being offside. It's a technical rule. We don't need to worry about it.
But Ricky knows if you wave that flag, rugby union never goes, ooh, we don't want that, do we?
They're already getting an ill wind and a chill wind through Canberra to begin with.
Yes.
Let alone the threat of your game
Straight
turning
off
into...
dare I say, Kosciuszko. That's not the way you say it. What's the Indigenous term anyway? Nobody seems to know.
No, I couldn't
tell
you.
We're going to find that out.
I feel
one
badly
day.
About it. Yeah. So all those things sort of caught up with him, and he did what anyone would do, Stephen. He grabbed the nearest object, which is a water bottle, and he threw it out the window.
Well, Chris, what you don't seem to understand is Ricky has been at the forefront of recycling.
Okay.
He's a green eco warrior. You know that. He got the water in. Like, he was already fired up. We know that. And someone said, here, calm down, Ricky. Pass him a glass of water. It wasn't a glass. It was a plastic bottle. He went, what the hell is this? Whack, threw it out. But then some poor cleaner's got to pick that up.
Well, he doesn't think
doesn't
it
get recycled,
doesn't
does
think it through. He's very much an eyes up footy coach.
It's all instinct and passion.
I know.
Spur of the moment stuff, impulse.
And he specifically requested glass only.
Yeah.
He was going to oversee the washing of it, et cetera, you know, all ecologically sound and everything in place.
Yeah.
He looks at the plastic bottle, he throws it. I got to tell you though, Stephen, he's got form.
He got form.
Plastic chairs?
Yeah.
Kicked.
Kicks, yes.
Plastic bottles thrown.
Cats?
Well.
His cat runs for cover.
Is it possible? And I mean,
if it's still alive,
we're not only appealing to the FBI listener base to sign up at fbiradio.com/support, Stephen. We're appealing to them to say, if you know any good legal advice, could we get a class action going on behalf of all water bottles, chairs, and cats to stop Ricky overreacting?
You know a few lawyers, don't you?
I said we need some good lawyers, though,
Stephen.
We're looking for good lawyers.
Brett Oaten, are you listening?
I repeat, we are looking for good lawyers.
Michael Johnson?
No.
I repeat.
One thing I can guarantee you about my firm, we ain't no lawyers.
Right, okay. Now, hey, look, I see Doughboy going to be run off their feet this weekend, Chris, because just to remind everybody, if you sign up during Fire Up, that's fbiradio.com/support and mention in the text or the comment section that I would love a Doughboy voucher worth $25, redeemable straight away. They'll send you
the voucher, but the news has come through. It's the first 20 people, Stephen, that actually sign
right,
up.
Right, well,
so
they better move fast.
You better act.
Ready? Now, Kieran, I love Fire Up, sign up. Thank you, Kieran.
Thank you, Kieran.
I think this is Philomenon.
Philomena, yes. Yeah. Philomena, a big fan of the show. I had the pleasure of meeting her.
Yes.
At one of Dennis's shows, maybe even two of Dennis's shows, Rugby League the Musical. Now, I have a feeling that she's a Dragons fan. So it's not all beer and Skittles.
No, it's all hope now, Chris. 2021.
And if Philomena's signing up in these tough times, being a Dragons fan, you know, all power to her. Thank you so much.
And dare I say, as Nathan Blacklock said, Anthony, we need to talk. We will talk. Now, she says, Fire Up must live on. It has legs, I think, Chris. Nick from Cogra signed up. Thank you, Nick. Jason from South Wentworthville. You beauty.
Thank you, Nick Jason. And Jason.
Tom from Kensington.
Tommy.
Tony, push it, Manly. Okay, I got that.
All the Sydney clubs, honey. We're definitely drawing on the rugby league catchment area,
that's
aren't
right,
we, Stephen?
Yeah. Well, there's no money in Brisbane. No money in Brisbane whatsoever. Now, Matt, where is Craig Billing when you need him, you know?
Well, it's funny you should say that because yesterday there were three interviews for the head coach job at Brisbane.
Yeah.
Kevin Walters, Paul Green and myself. And midway through, they revealed to me, you understand that part of the deal is that next year, after he finishes his commitments at Melbourne, Craig Bellamy will be coming on a $5 million...
You were sidelined big time, weren't you?
...five-year deal to be the coaching director.
Did you say anybody get the number plate of that truck that just hit me?
And I said, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. I'm done.
The second thing I realised, I've got no money left for FBI. Yeah. But poor old Kevy Walters was caught unawares. They didn't even mention it in his interview. So I think we'll see Paul Green appointed as the new head coach.
Well, look, somebody else has just signed up. Lisa from Carrington. Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, thank you, Lisa.
And look, if any of you want to say, as I said, plug your business or say hello to your partner, lover, son, daughter, grandmother, that you can't reach because we're bringing it home here.
Say hello to your partner and your lover, even if they're two different people.
Look, wasn't it great to hear the radios, Chris? Coming on home, hey?
Well, this is the theme, Stephen. It's bring it home. And if there's one thing that we've learned through all this madness and this chaos is that home is important.
Yes.
And FBI needs to be part of your home. Mm-hmm. And to Peter Volandi, as I say, who's trying to get people to go out to games, let's bring it home, Stephen. Yeah. Let's enjoy it.
And look, you can now find, as I said, this virtual concept, this bubble home that FBI represents, this extraordinary, extended, eclectic, and sometimes I say dysfunctional family that is the wonderful family of FBI. We will bind you together, whether you're flying on Qantas, whether you're driving in your little clapped-out car, whether you're sitting at home in your darkened room thinking life's no fun except for rugby league, whatever it is.
On the bus, masked, with your headphones in, streaming FBI on your phone or whatever device. The major prize today is the guitar, Stephen.
Yep.
But the major prize is the big prize draw, 5:30 p.m. on Arvo's with Grace and Al, Friday the 2nd of October.
2nd of October.
Which is next Friday.
Yep, okay.
Can I just talk you through those prizes?
Yes, please.
$1,000 indoor or balcony plant makeover from Annandale Garden Centre.
Yeah.
Now, I don't garden, Stephen. I'm terrible. But I do watch Gardening Australia with Costa. He's been on this show.
Who doesn't love Costa?
So I love gardening.
I mean, Costa, if there was the first president of Australia, Costa would win it hands down straight away.
Yeah. Absolute shoe-in. Well, maybe Yvonne Sampson will be close.
Yes, Vonnie.
$1,000 indoor or balcony plant makeover.
Not Ricky.
That would get me going. Ricky, no chance.
No offense, no.
A year of coffee from Single O, which is down in Surry Hills and Reservoir Street, Stephen.
Yes.
Which happens to be near my office. So I'll come down and join you.
Yep.
I mean, I'll pay for my own coffee too.
Will you?
I won't dip into your year's supply. $1,000 voucher from JB Hi-Fi. If I had $1,000 to spend at JB Hi-Fi, I've spent more than that over the years, Stephen.
What's the new iPad Pro cost?
I don't know.
I want one of them.
I still buy CDs. I'm that type of guy.
That type of guy.
A year of beer from Young Henry's. Have you been to the brewery up there in Newtown, Stephen?
I have.
It's a tremendous experience.
Tremendous experience.
Yeah. Just the hops are infused in the beer and they're infused in you. A year of beer from Young Henry's.
There's no doubt that, you know, now we're sort of at sort of, you know, what's the term? We're sort of at zero sort of COVIDity.
Yes.
Is that the right word? You'd guess that from going to Newtown on Saturday night. It's buzzing. It's hopping. Newtown is the epicenter of everything right now.
And it's hopping with the hops of Young Henry's beer.
Exactly.
That's a year of beer from Young Henry's.
Yes.
An Audio Techno record player and a $100 gift voucher from the Record Store Sydney. Now, I am someone who needs a new turntable, Stephen, because in my turntable, if I want to go from 33 to 45, I've got to take off the plate and change the rubber band length. It's very old school.
Yeah, very old school. Now, and how do you keep the crowd going while you're doing that? Well, it's a bit of dancing.
Trying to beat mix with two turntables driven by rubber bands.
We just worked out our combined, I think, years, not even hours or days, of the three of us in the room, our producer, Redfern Pat, who just signed up. I'm surprised he wasn't already signed up, Chris. It came to light that he wasn't. He realised the error of his ways.
The guilt will get you eventually. And if you're feeling guilty that you've been enjoying FBI for years and you haven't signed up, FBIradio.com/support.
/support. Yep. Now, the number of years we have combined is 36 years, Chris. Hey, at a volunteer rate of $0. No, we actually support with our finances, our own finances, because we are a not-for-profit community station. That community, bring it on home, please.
So that Audio Technica record player and a $100 gift voucher from the Record Store Sydney, and the final of the big prizes, an overnight staycation at the Paramount House Hotel, again, just up the road from my office.
And Chris, before we go any further, how many of us have like been stuck at home and gone, geez, I wish I could just go to a hotel?
Exactly.
Please. And I mean the ones where the international travellers have to go to. I mean like something decent like the one you're talking about.
In Surry Hills, perfect antidote to the blues, up there in Commonwealth Street or Commonwealth Avenue, is one of those two. You get the overnight staycation, passes to the Golden Age Cinema. Ooh. I saw an incredible documentary about John Morales there.
If I put my Vivid hat on, I've been in Vivid for the last 4 years now.
That is just, that's a happening place to see your cinematic goodies.
Yes.
You're at the Paramount.
Groove Scooter, I say hello to Groove Scooter.
Oh, yeah. Terrific. Georgie Zuzak, love Georgie.
Exactly, Paris.
Paris Pompour.
Yep.
Paramount Recreation Club in the mix, and breakfast for two at the Paramount Coffee House.
Yeah.
Now, I'm prepared to come up and join you for breakfast.
You are, at your own cost.
At my own cost. Now I'm prepared to tuck you in in the suite at the Paramount House Hotel.
Can I just say, the Park Hyatt can eat its hat. Where would you rather be? Looking at the Opera House with none of those added bonuses or going to really Surry Hills? If it's not Redfern, it's Surry Hills. If it's not bloody Newtown, it's Surry. If it's not Maryville, it's Surry Hills. Chris, that's where it's all happening.
And you can kick back and then go down to Single Own, buy yourself a coffee. It's all part of the deal.
Look, if you've got some dough, and I know the hotels are doing it tough, but if you happen to have some dough and you'd like to donate, if you're one of the big corporations, for example, one of the big alcohol companies, one of the big streaming companies, one of the big gambling companies, and if you happen to know someone working there, give them a nudge and say, hey, look, FBI is in it for the right reasons. None of us get paid. We all pay to be here as supporters. Why don't you nudge one of those, you know, those well off, you know, we love them. We need the world of business to keep ticking over. Ask them to do a little donation here or just to sign up. But it might be easier just to go one off $100, you know.
What about the Woolies and the Coles? They've been doing pretty
well. Woolies and Coles, hello. Have you seen their share price?
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, you know,
skyrocketing.
And you know that music they pump through those stores?
That's not FBI.
Come on now. Here's an opportunity, guys.
Yeah, I know.
But you're only going to get us if you donate, and you donate significantly.
Now, these people have signed up. Sam says, fire up, best show on radio. Well, we're not going to argue, Sam.
We're not going to argue with Sam. By the way, my mum's name is Sam. No, hi, Mum. How are you going?
Is it her?
No, it's not. But thank you, Sam.
Jody, fire up is what community is all about. You are the ultimate audio candy store. Ooh, I like that. I'll pluck a little bit of the sour stuff there, a little bit of sweet stuff from one of the Sunset shows, and maybe a little bit of, you know, the really bitey stuff from Race Matters, you know.
Can you read that again?
Yeah, okay. FBI is what community is about. You are the ultimate audio candy store.
Well, you know, here's an interesting tie-in. It's announced today, Stephen, that Freddo Frogs are now going to be hollow and there are going to be little bits of candy inside. So isn't that a metaphor for what's happening to Freddo Frog is what FBI can bring to your ears.
Right.
Elliot from Menmore, thank you very much for signing up.
Look, I've got a couple more, but I might just leave those for the moment. Chris, winners and losers in rugby league this week. Can I just say this is a time for farewells? It is the last round. For those who don't know rugby league, this is the last round. This one now. Then we go into the finals. So if you don't know, now you know.
Oh, and then after that, we go to Origin. So it ain't over yet, Stephen.
No, but you can go to your friends and look like you understand the nuances of rugby league, you know?
That's right. So, yeah, you just you mentioned as you get getting your coffee today. Well, yep. I understand it's the last round of rugby league and you will win friends. You won't influence people, but you will win friends.
Yes. Now, we want to say, and this in all seriousness, we lost Dean Jones.
That was very, very sad news that came overnight. Yes. Yeah. The great Australian Test cricketer.
Yeah. He had a bit of, not narkiness, but he had a bit of go in him, didn't he?
He did have a bit of go in him. He had flair, Stephen. Yeah. He once famously took on, I think it was Curtly Ambrose, and politely suggested to Curtly that he take off his white sweatbands because it was blending with the white cricket ball in the one day days. And suffice to say,
really?
You know what happened to Curtly Ambrose? He fired up.
I bet he did, yes. That's when they were at the top of the ladder. We say farewell to John Fay, who's being farewell with a government state funeral today. John Fay, the man who was known to jump very, very high when we won the Olympics.
And I think play for the Bulldogs at one stage,
that's
Stephen.
That's right, he did too.
What wasn't it?
Geez, wouldn't he be? He'd be rolling in his grave soon.
No, he'll be metaphorically jumping out of his grave because the Bulldogs are not getting the wooden spoon, courtesy of the Broncos being beaten last night by the Cows.
Mate, you've heard about their sponsorship troubles, though. Talk about sponsorship troubles. We don't have those here. We have no conflict of interest here.
I tell you what, if Laundry Hotels wants to get a bit of bang for their buck, I mean, come on, the Bulldogs ranked 15th.
Yeah.
Sign up and donate here to FBI, fbiradio.com/support, and you'll do real well.
Wonderful. Look, in a professional sense, we say farewell to, your mob, Chris Lawrence and Benji Marshall. And Benji, of course, it will be the comeback tour again. But for the moment, we'll say farewell, can we?
That's right. Yeah, is Benji the John Farnham of rugby league? That'll be the question that'll be answered soon. But
and what would your song be, Under Pressure? Or is it Pressure Drop? Pressure Down? I don't know. Sadie? I don't know. Raindrops Kiffle?
I don't know. I've got Pinball Wizard in my head because he is a wizard.
One is the lone. He's never been a one. He's always a wee, isn't he?
There'll be lots of tears at Bankwest tomorrow night, Stephen, when we're out there.
Now, if I may, Chris, can I just remind you of the greatness of one man?
Fifth tackle and the Bulldogs kick. Darius Boyd underneath it for the Dragons. He'll take it on the full, if that's all right with Wayne. Upfield, he heads to the right, if that's all right with Wayne. Dummies to Nightingale, if that's all right with Wayne. Blows past Idris, if that's all right with Wayne. And now he'll score with no one near him. He's checking with Wayne, and he's going to bring it around under the post.
If that's all right with Wayne.
That's all right with Wayne.
That was an archival bit of audio because Darius Boyd played his last game last night. He was given the honour roll, the run-up, scored a try. And Darius, as we used to say, used to leave his chariot somewhere. And often he was under duress, and he did admit that he had sort of, mental health issues, and he needed Wayne Bennett as a father figure. He grew out of all that. He became a great man this year, Chris, I would concede.
I have to agree with you, Stephen. And when he ran down the race, I actually recognised who he was as opposed to Mitch Orbison. But,
yes, indeed.
And Darius played some 337 games he's played. The trivia statistic about Darius, he played 23 internationals for Australia, Stephen.
Yes, yes.
You know how many he won?
All of them.
All 23.
Fantastic stat.
And I have to say, in what was a miserable year for the Broncos, and a group of young men with all the seniority bar Darius taken out of the club, Isaac Luke might be on the contrary argument there, but he stuck with those boys all the way to bitter end. And he played a blinder last night in a losing tilt, Stephen. And, he goes out a loser.
Chris, but he's anybody who wins the 2010 grand final for the Dragons, a winner by my books.
But he goes out a loser, but a winner in my eyes. But I feel his publisher, his book Battling the Blues, where I think he highlights the mental health issue, which is very, very important, deserves and merits your attention.
Now, can I also honour somebody else right now who's saying farewell very, very soon?
Mary McGregor? No, he's already gone.
He's gone. Another man who stood up for mental health issues, sexual abuse issues,
yes.
Indigenous issues. I mean, he's got the triple threat. One of those ones we love to hate, but Gavin Badger, referee, has not been offered a contract for next year. Now, I think that is the saddest indictment where rugby league is heading.
Well, I know what song I'll be playing right now, Stephen. That's that? Gone Too Soon by Michael Jackson. Because that's what Casey Badger, his wife, tweeted yesterday. It's too soon for Badge to go. Mm-hmm. He was prepared to go around again. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know what? I think I'm a victim of being allowed the game to flow.
And well, hello. Isn't that what Mr. Entertainment, Man of Feathers, as they call him?
Well, we might...
PVL?
I don't know. I'm suddenly
He wants it to flow. He wants the big men to tire, fatigue.
Well...
Little men run, score tries.
All these rules are being changed supposedly to make the game flow, but they're all being directed towards greater power to the referees, Stephen.
Right.
And I feel that there's something, not quite right in the referees. And Gavin is a victim of that. But we love the badge. We love the footage of him tumbling over in the in-goal area. And he brought flair... class,
yes.
Honour, and a tremendous beard to rugby league, Stephen.
A tremendous beard. He did indeed. And what a great name, Gavin Badger. Doesn't come any better.
Well, you just go, if an alien came to this world and said, what is this rugby league? Give me the name of someone who's rugby league. You'd simply reflexively go, Gavin Badger.
So you mentioned some of the losers. Now, we'd say Badger's losing at the moment because he doesn't want to go. He wants to keep playing. You mentioned the publisher for Battling the Blues, Darius Boyd. The Dragons, I'd say, yes, losers.
Yes.
Losers. Big L on their forehead. I didn't even watch last week's game. That's how much I couldn't stand it anymore. Mary Dean, goodbye. The Coaches Union. What was their track record this year, Chris?
So the NRL Coaches Union comes together to better represent their members and support their rights as NRL head coaches.
Yeah.
An unemployment rate of 31% this year, Stephen.
An unemployment rate?
Five of their members lost their jobs.
Is that above the national average?
That's way above.
Okay. So, look, we would consider the country's in a bit of a loser state at the moment, but we're looking upwards. The Broncos, losers, Braith and Esther.
Well, I mean, Braith is this year's victim in terms of Twitter sphere.
Oh, he's a victim. Okay.
He's taken over from Matt Nable. And I go, what's wrong with Braith?
Yeah. Well, I don't mind him.
I, you know.
Yeah. Listen, Apparently Matt Dable does promos. I haven't heard them or seen them. What are they like?
Well, if you haven't heard them, you're a winner.
Can I just put anti-vaxxers into the loser category?
Yeah. I mean, at the end, pretty much everyone got the flu shot, didn't they, Stephen? Yeah. Rugby league prevailed there.
Yeah. Because you want a job. Bryce Cartwright, how'd he go?
Not so good.
Not so good.
He's been turfed out of the Gold Coast Titans, Stephen, and he's actually put a plea out to Sydney clubs, please sign me. Mm. He said, I work my ass off at the Gold Coast, and you can't ask much more than that.
No, no.
And he goes, I trained hard, I ate right, and I drank right.
Wow.
I am Bryce Cartwright.
I want to sign up to him.
I'd love to drink
right. I want some
of
his stuff. Now, what about the winners this year? I'd say the Clearys. Clear-clut winners, the Clearys.
Can I just simply connect these concepts, Stephen?
Yeah.
Winners. Ivan and Nathan Cleary.
Yes.
TikTok.
Yes.
China.
China's winning. China's kicking goals. Hey. Now, can I put in...
Sorry, I should say the Chinese Communist Party.
Peter Volandis's tailor.
Yeah, well, I mean, those ramshackle suits don't make themselves, Stephen. And Volandis is so much in the public eye. He's constantly out there on the hustings. His tailor is busily stitching away and making some coin as a result. And he might want to direct some of that coin to FBIradio.com/support.
Say that again.
FBIRadio.com/support.
Right.
And if Peter Volandis Taylor puts his email, he will get, if he wants one, a $25 voucher to Doughboy Pizza.
Yes.
That will make his weekend.
We're serious.
While he's making
Volandis
suits.
We're serious, aren't we? $25 voucher. If you sign up during Fire Up, and we've had a few, we've got another one here. Lee from Camperdown. Thank you, Lee. You joined Sam, Jody, a whole bunch of others that we've been reading out this morning. Thank you very much. Now, look, talking of China... Other winners you'd say would be Melbourne and the Chooks?
Every year.
Hey?
Every
year.
I mean, this whole equalisation thing in rugby league has been a complete fiasco and a farce. I mean, the rules have changed. We've speeded it up. We've got the oven bell. We've got six again. And what are we staring down the barrel of, Stephen? Come 25th of October?
Same old.
A Rooster Storm Grand
same
Final.
Same old.
Spare me.
Now, if there's a connection here, of course, one of the other winners would be TikTok.
Yeah.
China. Cleary.
I think on the Feel Good Friday aspect, if you've seen the footage of Mossy Massoy walking without assistance, Stephen, that is tremendous, recovering from his nasty injuries.
Yeah.
I think the Fox League women like Vonnie Sampson and Lara Pitt, definite winners. Hannah Hollis, Jess Yates. But the biggest winner, I think, Stephen, is the European cyber sleuths.
Oh, of course. They got a lot of work, haven't they?
They got an enormous contract for Anthony Seibold that uncovered nobody that anybody had any heard of. Well,
first they were prominent, then they weren't prominent.
And now the Penrith have signed them up yet again. And I go... They're winners, but I want to put out a plea right now, Stephen. What is wrong with good old local homegrown Australian cyber sleuths?
Yes.
Why aren't they getting a run?
You know. Is it those troll factories? That's where they breed them. They're pretty good.
I guess the Russians know what they're doing, right?
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
The moment you start seeing ice on the groin, you're starting to think about
photo.
I met Errol. I went to interview Errol from Hot Chocolate for
Brown.
For FBI. They were rolling their eyes when I said I wanted to interview him. They said, what do you want to interview him for? I mean, well, listen to that.
Oh, my goodness.
Hot Chocolate, everyone's a winner.
Welcome to Thinking 40 with the game's greatest thinker, Ricky Stewart.
I know the timing and the judgment. That's my job.
If you can challenge any structured restart, why couldn't you challenge that?
Well, I'm not getting into that. Look, that's a question for Graham. And look, Graham Annesley is a really nice man. He's been in the game for a long time. But in regards to rugby league, Graham Annesley and myself, we are planets apart. Planets. Thank God COVID's in, I tell you, because we won't get any more than 6,000 of these games.
Chris, did you notice then that, like a true politician, when I say, you are the best, you are the best, repeat, affirm. And Ricky just said planets. He and Graham Annesley, who, for those who don't know rugby league, and look, Sonny Bill just saw someone called SBW sign up and donated $25, hates rugby league but loves Fire Up. That wouldn't be SBW.
I reckon that would be SBW. And very generous. Thank you very much, Sonny Bill.
Albert from Double Bay signed up. He said, he is part of the home network that is FBI during this supporter drive. Look, we are getting a lot of love, Chris. There's no doubt about it. It's been a very, very bad year, and I think that FBI has sailed as best as we can through it, and we have provided what we can and survived it, and we want to keep surviving, which is why this is a serious one, why we need you, the listener, as supporter. We have our sponsors on air, and they virtually dried up because there were no more parties, no more venues,
no gigs,
no more tours, all dried up. Okay, there's been a few trickling back in, but none of them got the money to actually take out an ad on FBI.
No. So it's a really, really important. Probably never been more important, Stephen. Yeah. I have in my waters a feeling that Albert might be Albie Tallarico, you know. And if we give Albie a shout out, go the Jets and go the Coogee Dolphins, who've got the big fundraiser coming up.
Right, okay.
TJ has got in contact and supported Stephen. And TJ had this to say. I was having a few brekkie rum and cokes, as you do.
As you do, Friday morning.
And Stephen Ferris's face appeared in the cola crema. You have to listen to omens like that.
You do.
Can I simply say cheers, TJ?
Yeah.
And MJ has signed up and
your MJ?
And I have to say on air, MJ, I love you.
Yeah.
That was the condition for her actually signing up.
I want to hear that smoother, slower.
MJ, I love you.
Wow.
How about that?
Beautiful. Just take that.
And anyone else who signs up at fbiradio.com/support, I will say, insert name here, I love you.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Also, if we want to just give your cement company a plug, we'll do that as well.
Ricky Stewart, I love you.
Now, talking about Graham Annesley, planets away from Ricky Stewart, that begs the question, who really is the power in rugby league? We have talked about this, and we all thought, well, obviously Peter Volandis was the power this year. The man of the year was given by Matty Johns as Peter Volandis. You know, HG and Roy have noted him, the man with the golden feathers. He really is being the centre. But then we have suggested that perhaps, is he the puppet or is he the puppet master? And was perhaps the Kithra connection with Nick Politis and Gus Gould pulling his strings, perhaps?
Well, what if we've got it completely wrong, Steve?
What if we have it completely wrong?
And when Ricky Stewart, if you put all those interviews together, and it's been quite an exciting day, Stephen, we're way over time and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
He's talking about the games turning into rugby union. Yeah. I'm fearing payback. I'm planets apart from Graham Annesley, who is very pointedly said is a nice man.
So it's coded.
Yeah, and he's been saying publicly, it's the first time I've been getting flack for calling someone a nice man.
Yeah.
I think he's in fear.
Right.
And I think you'll find that the planet that the Graham Annesley and the referees reside on
is separate. It's a long way away.
It's Uranus.
Uranus. Not quite as cold as Pluto.
No, but
Uranus.
In that bunker up in Redfern, Stephen. And the referees, all these powers that Volandis has been creating in order to make the game quicker and flow. Well, it didn't work for Badger because it's the people behind the scenes, the Sutton family.
Yes.
Sounds a lot like the Dutton family.
The Dutton family. Because you know the Australian technology part where the bunker is, you're not going to get with it. It's like the police headquarters. It's a bunker mentality. It's got cameras, it's got barbed wire, it's got dogs, it's got guns. You'll never get within cooey of it.
And you can't actually see it. You drive past it, it's like Wakanda in the Avengers. It actually is hidden behind a force field. Yeah. But that's where the evil of rugby league, because you go, all these rules to make the game flow. Well, Badger, he gets the axe.
Yeah.
Chechen's pushed to the side.
Yeah.
It's the
good guys.
It's the other guys that are getting the gigs. All these are actually additional power to referees, Stephen.
Look, we're lovers of history, Christian. You remember how J. Edgar Hoover made the FBI so powerful. He monitored everybody and he kept all the secrets, much like Peter Dutton. Annesley, we salute you. He's like Palpatine.
And he is Emperor Palpatine, Stephen. Yeah. And if we don't keep FBI going and if we don't get the people through the supporter drive, we are here. We're like a conscience because we're next to the bunker. We can't see it. It's hidden like Wakanda behind the security guards and the dogs and the whole bit.
Yeah.
But if we go, they'll take over the world, Stephen.
Yeah.
And we can't allow that. And maybe that's the context that Ricky Stewart said the rather odd thing, which was thank God for COVID.
Thank God for COVID. Ricky is an odd man. There's no doubt about it. Is it time to wrap up, Chris?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Because Greg Cross has joined up. Long may your show reign, Chris and Stephen. Greg Cross, who was on Fire Up's Quite Australia, Stephen, played four first grade games for Manly Warringah Rugby League and has a Craven Mile Grand Final winner's medal to prove it.
Wow, wow. That's incredible. I'm going to say, if we're going to close up shop, unless you get in right now and say, look, I'm a big fan of Fire Up and I'm going to sign up on the proviso that I get my $25 voucher from Doughboy.
By leaving your email?
It's got to be email because that's how they contact you to say there's the voucher.
They're going to email you and send you physically the voucher?
Yep. Redfern Pat, Chris from Griffith, George Pappas, Sam, Jody, Lee, Albert, Kieran, Philomenon, Nick, Jason, Tom, Tony, Lisa. I hope they got enough pizza.
Elliot and TJ, we really appreciate support and appreciate the largesse of the audience to allow me to stay on a little bit longer today, Stephen. There's the big daily prize, the guitar to win, the huge prize draw at the end
next
Friday.
Thanks to Taramara Music.
Fantastic.
Great. That line again, Chris, how do they contact us?
FBIradio.com/support, Stephen, or /, if we're being very technical, and you'll have all the details there online. And if Earl Brown said everyone's a winner, that's what I want to leave the message with people today. Sign up for FBI, and rugby league is the winner.
Chris, and I want to say from a personal note, thank you very much for being the running partner. You know, in actual fact, you're not the other guy.
Oh,
you're
God.
The guy.
It's very kind of you, Stephen. Very kind of you. I'm going now.
So tune in again next week when we invite a veritable breadline of nobodies and wannabes to flesh out another rip-snorting roundup of rugby league shenanigans, slander and smut right here at the home of radio's most fatuous footy confab.
Fire!